It's so important that we're out here and we're catching people's attention to let them know what's going on in Palestine and specifically what's going on in Gaza. The accelerated genocide of the Palestinian people is going unmentioned daily.
With these words, the spokesperson for Al-Awda, the Palestinian Right to Return Coalition, intended to sound the alarm about the dire situation in the Gaza Strip. The rally was sponsored by the newly formed coalition in solidarity with the Arab people and several East and South Asian advocacy groups. Sarah Flounders from the International Action Center explains the significance of Brooklyn with its large Muslim and Arab population.
This rally today and then taking this march down Flatbush Avenue, it's taking the message to the community, and you can see the response is tremendous.
Indeed, the anger of the Muslim public in the U.S. and abroad is growing, fueled by well-publicized incidents in the press and a sense that they are increasingly subject to discrimination. As a result, many see the U.S. government as anti-Muslim and identify with the plight of the Palestinians. Shahid Conrad from the Pakistan-USA Freedom Forum.
And we never allow the Bush government to put somebody in a secret detention, to take away the immigrants from their homes, to build a wall. When you act like a devil, people will call you devil. Ladies and gentlemen, when the Pope, when the President of the United States calls a Muslim fascist, this is the low level of any diplomacy. We want a human rights. We want a Palestinian return to their homeland. And Zionist has to go.
Sahar Muradi from Rawa, an Afghan women's association, also echoes the growing suspicion that now exists in many developing nations about the West.
The great Afghan poet of the 20th century, Khalili, wrote, "They've killed people, that's called politics. They've annihilated nature, that's called science. In the guise of blessing creation, they've created untold disasters, that's called efficiency. Today there are over 20,000 American troops and over 20,000 international forces stationed in my country. Let us not be fooled by the false handshakes between Bush and Karzai, between Karzai and Musharraf. Let us not be fooled by false elections that reward war criminals and punish those working for social justice."
And this new sense of injustice, which is felt by Muslims, a constituency which not so long ago was viewed as relatively conservative, is leading a group to demand equal treatment in New York public schools. The Coalition for Muslim Holidays is organizing a school boycott on October 23rd.
We are calling on teachers, students, and parents to boycott school on the coming Muslim holiday. That's October 23rd, to get two official Muslim holidays for the New York City public school system.
And what are these holidays?
The first one is in October this year. It's called Eid al-Fitr. The second one is called Eid al-Adha. It's in January. Just the other day, legislation was passed that makes it illegal for standardized tests in schools on holidays. Muslim students were taking standardized tests while fasting, and that's unacceptable. This city is full of Muslims.
This is Fred Nguyen in Brooklyn for the WBI Sunday News.